In the backwoods of America, we have climbed the highest mountains, searched the densest forest, dragged the swamps, and scoured the prairies to find our leader, retired U.S. Marine gunny, Bud Cornwell.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is the Gunny, and you're on the Patriot Cause. Got a wonderful fireball of a guest. I met this lady, what, a week and a half ago, maybe? Michelle Swinnick is just, oh, man. She's the real deal of what's going on. Let me give you just a synopsis of her background of, you know, where she's coming from and, you know, what the deal is on Arizona, per se. She's a host of the Save My Freedom Movement and TV show on Brighton TV. She was an election judge on November the 8th. I'm assuming this is 2020.
No, 2022, the most recent.
2022, okay.
Unfortunately, that was the worst and the best decision I ever made because my life was totally different before that, but we'll get into that. Right. I'll let you finish the intro.
Sure. She's in Mary Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, and has spent the last 10 months investigating the election process, making her the leading election fraud prevention expert. And I believe that. If you're going to know and learn about how they cheat on these elections, Arizona is definitely the place to be to figure that out. She's now exposing that corruption and trying to take back Arizona, America, and our unconstitutional elections while running up the warriors and everyone who wants to become one to create a take action army and win the spiritual ground back that's in America. So that's what she's doing now. And welcome, Michelle, to the Patriot Cause. Glad to have you.
Gunny. Good to see you. I'm glad we got to meet in person. We did the texting exchange and he's like, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I said, we don't have time to meet. I need to get on your show. I need to get the word out. We need to get the people serious about what's going on in this country. Cause you have 174 days from today until America is officially dead and you cannot take it back.
That's a fact.
Okay. And then people are asking, well, what magically happens in 174 days, Michelle? You have your first state primary, which is March 5th. And if you have machines, the country's over because the election's already been decided. I'm going to be brutally honest with everybody. I'm going to be brutally honest. The election's already been decided. The primaries have been decided. The general election has been decided. Trump did not win the general election. I do not have a magic ball. I'm just basing it on 2020 and 2022. And investigating the elections, which I didn't even have to do. All of this happened right in front of your face. So if Trump really won 2020 by an overwhelming amount, and a lot of other people won 2022 all across the country, the system hasn't changed. The people in the system haven't changed. What makes you magically think that the results in 2024 are going to be accurate this time around? Okay. This is worse. The election process in this country on how the American people accept it and view it is worse than the definition of insanity. Because at least the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I don't have an adjective to describe how it is that the American people have accepted this system and then continue to play into it. So I thought of this the other day and I'll ask you this question. It's rhetorical-ish.
Sure.
What is the only thing all Americans have in common that completely controls their lives that they have absolutely no control over? One thing.
That's an interesting question.
Okay. I'll repeat it again for those that are a little sleepy at home.
Exactly.
Okay. A little sleepy. What is the only thing that every American has in common that they have that totally controls their lives that they have absolutely no control over.
That's the only thing I think of is the government.
Election results. Election results. You do have control over the government. You don't have to give them money. No, you don't have to give them any money. That's easy. But election results, you have no control over that. And they have the results have complete control of your life. And it doesn't matter what state you're in. It doesn't matter what county you're in. Doesn't matter if you're left or right or middle or confused or trans-agendized person. It doesn't matter. Your life is drastically and just being destroyed currently because of the election results, which 99.99% of the time do not match the votes cast and the attention of the actual voter. So until Americans take that seriously, which was the reason why my flag is upside down, because people ask me, Michelle, why is that lady's flag upside down? She's not an American. No, I'm actually more American than you, because you should know that that means the country's in distress and your flag should be hung upside down too, whether it's inside or in my front yard. So yes, the Americans have become lazy. I mean, this is from the book Nefarious. We're a nation full of idiots with high self-esteem. And then layer the election on top of that, the process, because we keep doing the same thing over and over again. Results. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we've gotten to the point now where there's only a couple spots they need to fill. And that's why I'm saying there's no turning back once you have these machines. So you need to focus on getting the machines. I get how all of these people are giving all this great advice. I should just say not great. They're giving advice on how we win elections. Okay. Anything that everyone's done for the past 3 years hasn't worked. Okay. This is not an opinion. This is fact, because look where we are. Right, Gunny? Do you disagree? Everything that we've done literally for the past 3 years doesn't work. You can't beat the system. The system is so corrupt and fraudulent at all the layers. Yes, you have your machines. Yes, you have your fake ballots. You have your fake people. You have your fake donors. You have, as I call it here on November 8th, was an administrative insurrection. So you have issues at all levels. You have so much information that has not come forward, which we're working on figuring out how to present it. And we're still going through stuff, which why I'm so vocal about all of this is because I've seen another layer that nobody in the whole country over the past 2.5 years since the election in 2020, which is actually 2 years and 10 months, has mentioned. Now, what I find interesting is you have all these candidates, all these politicians, all these experts. That's why I threw in that intro. I threw an expert. I don't need to be an expert in anything. Okay. I just need to tell you guys the truth. But apparently when you say you're an expert,
somebody listens to you.
People listens. Okay. So I said, shit, I'll play the game. Absolutely. Slap on expert. Until your signature means something on the front of a check where all of a sudden you can write a check for $1 million. It don't give me a job description. Give me a job title. You call me president of what? Whatever. It doesn't mean anything. Okay. I'm janitor. I'm president. I'm housekeeper. I'm landscaper. And I just clean the toilets hardcore on Sunday. So you can call me toilet cleaner. Okay. So none of that matters. But apparently some people think that that's important, because then maybe they can clutch their pearls or do a white paper or have a round table discussion, because that's what we need, another meeting, to have another meeting in order to figure out what's going on in the country. Right. So whatever with that. So it's fun for me to just stick that on there. Right. But my point is, so you have all these people. There's all these people that are chiming in, telling you what you need to do. You need to ballot harvest. You need to ballot chase, which is literally the dumbest thing on the planet. Okay. You need to clean the voter rolls. You need to register more voters. Why don't you just hashtag vote harder 2024? But none of them, they know how the machines operate. They know. Actually, they don't. They've left out a big chunk, but that's okay. You'll all hear about that. They've told you all this stuff, but have they ever worked an election? They really investigated an election. So why is everybody taking advice from people who don't know what they're talking about? because what they've telling you to do, again, it's not an opinion, it's fact, hasn't worked in the last two election cycles. Yep. But yeah, they want your money, right? We got a beauty here in Arizona. We got Wendy Dodgers. Her real name is Wendy Rogers, but I can't say Rogers because I'm so used to saying Dodgers, because she dodges the facts, dodges the questions, dodges investigations, dodges doing her job. But yet she, every month, asks for $50,000 from people because she wants to hold accountable the administrators of Maricopa County. Some of you know it as Maricopa. It's Maricopa County, Arizona, for not doing their jobs and for doing like some shenanigans in the election on November 8th. Okay. She's the chair of the elections committee in the state Senate in Arizona. Her job description is to investigate elections and bring up information to hold the administrators of Maricopa County accountable. She has plenary authority. She's fully aware of it. When it's convenient for her, she parades around that she has it. But when we ask her about it to apply it to an investigation about an election and a special hearing we had in that she oversaw on February 23rd with five experts talking about all kinds of different fraud that happens. Some of it was Arizona specific, not much, but it was generalizations, but it was still applicable. Then all of a sudden she's, oh, I can't do that. I don't have authority. That's criminal. So how do you know it's criminal? You haven't looked, right? Until you look, till you investigate. Well, that's something for the authorities. Well, we caught her there. We actually are smart now because we have had it. We are pissed off people. And we read, that's what you all can do. We read the statutes and we read what their rules were. And we went, whoa, these people violate their oath and the law and the rules from the minute they get out of bed before they put 2 feet on the ground. Because if you look in your state, and I encourage you to look, doesn't take long. In our state, the chairs of each committee, the president of the Senate, and the speaker of the House all have subpoena power. Which means they could subpoena anybody in an investigation. Kind of a big deal. And here in Arizona, it's ARS 41-1151. Look in your state. Use that to your advantage when you are holding your legislators, your administrators, the turds accountable, which is where we need to be right now. All of us nationwide, holding these people accountable from phone, email, text, in person, social media, calling them out. Because they are horrible, evil, awful demons that have no use for you. And I guarantee you, they're going to be asking for your money if they haven't already been doing it. Like Wendy Dodgers, who ran on election integrity, which is not a thing. That is fake. That was created by the Republican Party to distract you over here. Ooh, election integrity. From what's really the problem, which is fraud. Okay? Election fraud prevention. Election integrity. You cannot have integrity in a system that is designed to be fraudulent and corrupt. The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You are not part of the outcomes. You are not part of the system. You are not even part of the party that you think you are a part of. They have no use for you. There is no left and right. It's the same bird, two wings. And what does a bird do? Poops on your head. We get the poop on our heads. So that's just kind of an overview. And now you can probably understand why you called me a fireball?
Fireball.
You can understand why I'm so pissed off. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And I've just had it. I've had it with these people lying. I've had them with them taking advantage of the American people. I've had it with them not doing their jobs. And I've had it with them taking your money, stealing your money. Every single one of those people, whether they a politician or a candidate or most of these groups, right? Cleta Mitchell's one of them. She raised $40 million last year. For what? Was she done? She didn't investigate November 8th. She got a staff team, millions of dollars. Ronna McDaniel, you got to stop giving money to these people. Nobody gets your money until you actually, they show results and they've shown you what they can do. And they're literally doing the work rather than pretending to do the work. And if they don't talk about the fact that our elections are completely fraudulent and corrupt, which is a fact, run the other way. You do not listen to these people. If they're talking about which candidates you should vote for, run the other way. They have no idea how the system works. And all they're doing is they're going right back to the old ways of doing stuff, which is not going to work. Okay. Campaigns are money laundering operations. End of story. End of story. Because you got to think about it. If you know how corrupt the system is, why would you run for office unless you were chosen? Right? Unless you were chosen. Because somebody said to me, Michelle, would you run for office? I said, not with there's machines. There's no way they let me win. Said if there was no machines, you had a real process. Yeah, I'd be Secretary of State because I already did the work. I would go to work. I'd sleep at my desk all day because I've already done all the work that I needed to do. And I'm not even in there. Okay. So now think about this and then I'll let you have your show back, Gunny. But I just had to get this all out on the table.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
This is so important for everybody. So think about a candidate. We all know the system is corrupt. Nobody wants to do anything about it. Okay, that's your first indication. Okay. There isn't anybody on your side because otherwise, who's shouting from the rooftops, investigate 2020, investigate 2022? Who's actually doing the work? Because you don't need officials to do it. A candidate can investigate it. I investigate it. I'm not an attorney. I'm just a person that has common sense and I can read. That's the criteria. Common sense and read. You don't even need money. Okay. Because it's all public documents, all public information. Okay. So you don't need any of that. You don't need anything fancy. We need an office because we've got to have a command center and I need to get millions of dollars in here so we can investigate. None of that's true. And you cannot rely on attorneys and you can't rely on cases to take back your unconstitutional elections in your country. Because after seeing yesterday's performance, I'm embarrassed to say that man calls himself an attorney, what I saw yesterday. I was like, whoa, we'll talk about that in a second. But I want you to think about this about candidates. Okay. First of all, don't give them any money. Don't give them any money. Until the system's fixed, there's no point. You need the money to pay your bills. You need the money to put into any groups or anything that you think is really, really good. But if you're going to give money to that, you better be close enough that you're almost sleeping with that person to know who they are and what they stand for and what they've done and what results they're providing. Okay. And information they're giving you. But if you have the candidate, and they're all gung-ho, why?
Yep.
So either they're chosen because they get talked to. Yes, that is fact. We know that because it's happened here at all different levels of government in Arizona because my friends have put their hat in to run and they've been spoken to. Some got the good speaking to and some said, oh, hell no, we're not going to support you because ironically, whatever all the things they were standing for came true in the school systems. Right after the 2020 election. So they knew and they didn't want, we can't tell anybody that that's happening. So yes, they get spoken to. So either you pass the test or you don't, right? So they're already chosen or they throw their hat in the ring because why? They know they're not going to win. They know they're not going to win. Money and a microphone. That's it. And some of them might be good people. But why would a smart, good person put time and energy and ask for your money if they know they're not going to win? And you say, okay, well then who are we going to vote for? Okay. There's only a certain amount of time in the day. I said, if you give me 15 minutes a day of your time, you're not going to live in a 15-minute city. But if you don't give the 15 minutes, that's where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
There's no joking there. So instead of focusing on candidates, instead of the candidates focusing on running, which I can't understand what that is when they say, well, we're running or we're fighting for you. Still want a definition of what that means if you're fighting for me. I'm still waiting. My phone lines are open. Emails, texts, call me. So when you're fighting for me or you're saying you're fighting for us, I need to know what that means. Some specifics other than I'm giving a speech or I'm not in my own state. I'm somewhere else. So I don't know I just need a definition, maybe a couple examples, what it means when you say you're fighting for me. Okay. Cause unless you're fixing my elections and you're restoring my republic through a good election process and exposing what's really going on, then you're not doing shit for me. Oops, did I swear? Okay.
Yeah.
I let that slip. Censorship.
I've never swore.
There's your first. It's hard to say that phrase without swearing.
Oh, absolutely.
So those are the things. Those are the things that I want people as their takeaway to just reposition your reality, because that's the world you live in right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of having these candidates focusing on, like I said, running, focus on taking back our unconstitutional elections and getting rid of these damn machines. So instead of going to your groups telling you what you're going to do when you get in, why don't you do stuff now when we need it? Because again, we only have 175 days or 174 days until we have the first state primaries, which if you have the machines, what makes you think you're going to stop that runaway train? You can't. But we, the people, have the full power, because we, the people, are the government. We hold all political power. So that's your reality. That's where you got to reposition, because now you got to take the action steps. And I'm all about taking action. We do take action toolkits all the time. All I give is take actions for everybody, because it's great that you talk, but unless you have something to back it up, because I'm not just a show, I'm on the ground. I'm a precinct committee, I'm a state committee, I'm a strategy behind the scenes, I'm in front of the camera, behind the scenes, all that stuff, boots on the ground, whole state, nationwide. So it's not just me getting on a microphone. I'm doing the work. That's why I'm always working, or I'm on the phone talking to people all over the country, and then physically leaving the house to go do the work too. So it's not just, hey, I got a show. The show just helps to get out the information. So again, people, that is the reality you live in. If you accept anything else, it's not going to end well, and you're going to lose even further, but this time you lose everything. And that's not including if they decide to flick a switch tomorrow and all the banks are gone. Or if they do a EPM or an EMP.
EMP.
And then all of a sudden, EPM is the Elections Procedures Manual. See where my brain goes. Same three letters. We just jumble them up. So literally everything could change this afternoon.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, if they don't do anything extremely nefarious, which can happen in that 174 days, then you're going to have no country, because now your elections have put the nail in the coffin.
Patriots, we're going to take a break. When we get back, we are going to continue to discuss how you can help Arizona, and specifically Michelle Swinnick, to get rid of these voting machines in your districts, in your state. Stand by. You don't want to miss the rest of this podcast.
Good evening. I'd like to provide the American people with an update on our efforts to protect the integrity of our very important 2020 election. If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us. If you count the votes that came in late, we're looking at them very strongly, but a lot of votes came in late. I've already decisively won many critical states, including massive victories in Florida, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. To name just a few, we won these and many other victories despite historic election interference from big media, big money, and big tech. As everybody saw, we won by historic numbers, and the pollsters got it knowingly wrong. They got it knowingly wrong. We had polls that were so ridiculous, and everybody knew it at the time. There was no blue wave that they predicted. They thought there was going to be a big blue wave. That was false. That was done for suppression reasons. But instead, there was a big red wave. And it's been properly acknowledged, actually, by the media. They were, I think, very impressed. But that was after the fact. That doesn't do us any good.
We are back with Michelle Swinnick, doing what is necessary to save our great nation. And that's the people standing up against the corruption and the tyranny of every state and the federal government in the United States. So the question I have...
Your show is yours, sir. Your show is yours. Thank you for that rant, because
I needed to get that off my chest. That's definitely what we need to do. I want to tie something in here that is a struggle, especially for me, is There's so many people that think that our country is being controlled by our government. That is not true.
Well, it is controlled by the government and their friends above them.
Right. It's not like,
but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
That's, in other words, people in all levels of government are being influenced by other entities outside of this country. And that
within
is
this
what's
country and above. It's all the American cartel is the American cartel. So the people that run the operation, they're influenced somewhat by, say, China and the rest of the crew. But trust me, we are a lot more powerful than what a lot of the people allude to. It's called the American cartel for a reason.
Right. Yeah. But if people don't understand that we have the ability and the power to change this, it will never get changed. It's that simple. I'm part of the Convention of States, just like you're talking about. It's an action. We're doing something to try to control or put back into the box where the federal government specifically needs to be. Well, what you're talking about is the process, the system, as you call it, that has been designed to support the ideas or the values of those corrupt group of people. Mm-hmm. And unless we understand that, people say it's not necessarily the voting machines, etc.
No.
That's what they're saying. What they
no,
believe.
No, actually it is. It actually is. They're 100% incorrect, Gunny. And you can tell them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They can tell them. So exactly. They can. There's a difference.
That's the number one problem. That is the number one problem is using machines. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, it's not necessarily number one, but it's a big factor. Okay. So you have to understand that there's a difference between opinions and facts. Okay.
Yes.
So it's great that people have opinions. There's something else that everybody has too, that is correlated to that phrase. But unless they've actually done the research on their own and investigated the election process, it's an opinion. Okay. So there's a difference there. So when somebody says, I believe, or I think, that's great. Put it in that category. But when it's actually fact, it's different. Okay. The machines, there's three different types of machines in the voting process. You have your tabulators on site at the voting centers. We have voting centers mm-hmm. here in Arizona. So they made it easier to control the corruption fraud. Then you have your eSite poll books, which is where you do the checking in, which those are intelligence gathering devices. They're not just there for registration. And then you have your third party tabulators at MTEC, which is the Maricopa County Tabulation Center, and Runback, who runs elections in some capacity in most of the states across the country. Okay, so they have their own separate type of tabulation machines. So those are the three types of machines. So when I say ban the machines, our nationwide crusade to ban the machines campaign, and we started this last September, so I've been at it a year, repeating the same things. It's because the machines are integral into the whole system, right? So that's why I tell people, because they say, well, what about mail-in, mail-out voters? Yes, those are actually unconstitutional, right? So since we're talking constitution, let's do a quick constitution lesson for everybody. All right. So I want people at home to listen. This is from the Arizona Constitution. And then what I want you to do is look up this section in your own constitution for your state. Okay? I want you to look at the state because it goes a little bit more specific than the Constitution for the United States. Okay, in Arizona, Article 2, Declaration of Rights, Section 2, Political Power and Purpose of Government. Now, the purpose of government is to destroy your life. So let's see what they actually wrote before they were hardcore to destroy your life. That's the only purpose of government, is literally destroy your life.
Absolutely.
So here is where they trick you. Okay, remember, everything that you've learned and you've been told about history and facts is 100% a lie. It's just the opposite of everything. Everything is just the opposite. Is that bad? Okay. So here is Article 2, Section 2. I love this thing. This is brilliant. I only learned the real version of this 3 months ago. Okay. I turned 49 again this year. This is how manipulative they are for an indoctrination in your whole life. Okay. Now look at this. And this is just what I was told the real meaning of this was 3 months ago. So don't feel bad that you didn't know. All political power is inherent in the people, and governments derive their just powers from consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. Now, for my whole life, and even up until recently, I thought we were the governed, because that's what they told us, the consent of the governed. So they gave their consent. That's not what this means. That's not what that means. Consent of the governed are the legislators, the administrators, the turds, because when they take their oath, they are giving their consent to be governed by we, the people, because all the power is within, all political power is inherent in the people. We got our rights from God. God gave us the rights. We are free people. We cannot be governed. The order is God, then people, then laws, then government, then corporations. Notice it's God, then people, then laws, governments, even lower. So the people that work for us, when they gave their oath, gave consent to be governed by us. We hold all the power. We've just been lied to our whole lives. And we have to call them senator, or we have to say, your honor, they're not honorable. Okay. You have to stand when they stand. When you go in their meetings, they're up at those really high desks. That's the first thing that needs to go. Knock that crap down. Same level. Because you know what? There are servants. They are supposed to be public servants. They are our employees. They work for us. We just forgot, or we didn't know, or they made it appear that they were superior to us. They are not. They need to follow what we want them to do. So if we say, no machines, we don't want your dirty machines, they need to listen. But it's not 10 people going to a meeting. It's not 100 people calling them out on social media. It needs thousands. It needs tens of thousands. Would be great if you guys got behind us in Arizona, clicked a couple buttons and spent less than 2 minutes, and a million emails started blowing up in their email boxes. That makes a difference. People need to get loud, really, really loud, meaning loud vocally and loud, because it's all about volume. Being really loud in volume and really volume in many people. You watch how fast these cowards, these pathetic people, these weak beings that wormed their way into the election process, were the chosen ones, lied to you about what they were going to do when they got in there. Oh, well, I'm going to do this. No, why don't you do it now? Oh, well, I can't until I get in there. Lie. Oh, well, I have to get in there. I can't balance the budget. Yeah, you can. Take the one from last year. Make some changes. Why can't you do that? Don't tell me what you're going to do. We all know what the problems are. And most of us know what the solutions are. So why don't you start doing some of them now instead of running? Because I don't know what this running thing is. Right, Gunny?
Yeah, I can understand that. Also, here's another thing. Millions of Americans never even communicated and or met anybody that they voted for.
Well, it's their own fault.
Right. I know. But my wife and I are not like that. Well, what I'm saying is, when we get ready to go vote, it's months ahead of time. We figure out who is running for all of these, like you're saying, running for all these positions. And we do our investigation on that person as much as we can. And believe it or not, because of the internet, you can get a whole lot of information about somebody if you know how to use the internet, especially a politician. So
They're all bad.
I know, but at least we're trying to understand, which never works anyway. Pick the worst of the.
No, it's the past that point. That's yeah. Well, we used to be able to say it's the lesser of two evils. Okay.
Yeah.
That worked up until the last election, right? Because now we know how the process works. Well, at least there's enough information out there that everybody should, as I keep telling you, do you guys need another dead body? Do you need, because you already got five dead bodies to show there was a massacre in your living room. Do you need another dead body? Yes, I'm going to show you all the dead bodies and I'm going to put them in your bed and I'm going to force you to sleep with them because you're not doing the work now that needs to be done with the dead bodies you already have. Okay. Because people ask me, Michelle, when's your information going to come out? I said, why do you need more? Haven't you seen enough? Haven't you seen enough to prove to you that you cannot trust the people that run your election systems and the election system as it is? You don't need any more. But because Americans need to see yet another train wreck and yet another crime scene, and apparently you want to see 100 dead bodies, like I said, I'm going to put them in your bed and then I'm going to make you sleep with them. Because right now, as starting November 9th of last year, everybody should have been mobilizing to get rid of the damn machines. And they've actually probably, in a lot of the key places, they would have actually been gone by now. But no, everybody just went, oh, yeah, they got us again. What? What do you mean they got us again?
Yep.
Yeah, they stole that one. You're okay with that because look at the consequences. Your life is being destroyed. Your business is being destroyed. Your children are being indoctrinated and manipulated and now mutilated at a level that I can't even believe that parents in schools are allowing these things to happen. Okay. And you really shouldn't even have your kids in school anyway. Right. So you think magically you're going to somehow detox them from 6 or 8 hours of that every single day at dinner. It's not going to happen.
No, it ain't going to happen.
And especially if you're going to go ahead and give a school money, like a college or a private school that's going to do the same thing, I can't help you. Oh, here's 20,000, indoctrinate my child. So I don't know what it leaves Johnny, comes back Jenny at Thanksgiving, and I'm shocked. And you paid 20 grand a year for it, or 50 grand a year. Okay, that's where the parents are the problem. You guys got to really get your. Yeah, can I give you some advice? Get on your knees, repent, pray to God, and ask for forgiveness because you literally,
absolutely,
I don't even have an explanation for that one. But as far as the American people, you've got to, and as you said, well, you know, in the past we voted for, like, say, the lesser of two evils. That ship has sailed. Okay, so instead of spending the time now even thinking about candidates, or talking about candidates, it's not worth your time. And please do not give any money. Could be the greatest guy in the world. It's not worth, it's too soon. Okay. It's too soon. Okay. Unless you're Alabama, your primary is actually on March 5th.
Yeah.
You're one of the five ones. Well, and that's your guy's own conscience. I mean, if you want to give money to a candidate in Alabama, because you think he's going
to
win.
We don't
he's
give not money to win. Anybody.
He's not going to win.
Yeah.
He's not going to win.
Yeah, we don't give money to anybody.
I wouldn't. I would never give money to a candidate.
I never have. Not once.
I wouldn't.
Not one penny.
I wouldn't suggest that. But do you want to hear a solution on what people need to do?
Yeah, that's what I was going to lead into as we're working towards the closing here is there's multiple websites and places that we can go to learn more and more about what's going on. So give us a short list of where people need to go, and also what should we be doing? What are the actions that we should be taking?
Yeah, well, we made it simple for you because we know, no offense, Americans are lazy and they have a short attention span, that of a goldfish, 8 to 9 seconds. So we've acknowledged that, right? Most people don't want to become a precinct committee man. We've acknowledged that. We've been trying to get you to do that for 2.5 years. I've given up on that. If you want to become one, great. But otherwise, you know what? I can't force you to actually do your civic duty, but I can ask you for 2 minutes a day. And then the second time you do it, it's less than 2 minutes. So what we've created is yet another Ban the Machines campaign, Ban the Voting Machines. So you're going to go to over azsavesamerica.us, or you can go to savemyfreedom.us. It's right there on the screen. And once you subscribe, this is our Substack. The reason why I'm using Substack is because you can integrate. I integrated 6 different websites into it. So when you click the button, you'll see on the top, it'll look like a website. But it's really Substack. So, but you can also, it's easier for us to get out information than doing a newsletter. Okay. So the newsletter I do too, but this is a much better vehicle to get information out and more people can easily find it. So if you look at the first tab, what does it say? Ban the machines. Or ban the voting machines. You click on that. AZ Saves America gets you to the same place. All of my websites and all of my links and everything I do, they're like one big incestuous family. They all connect to each other. So you can't not connect, right? So I want you to do that. I want you to join that. Then I want you to click on the tab where it says ban the voting machines. Now, the campaign is very simple. It takes less than 2 minutes. We put it into, there's three steps, there's four clicks. It's very simple. So in Arizona, because our people in leadership positions, our legislators, administrators, I call them the turds for short. You should start saying that to your people too, because they are not on your side, right? They are not on your side. And somebody had said to me, you know, I turned my phone off, but apparently when your alarm goes off, the phone still chimes. So I don't know how to shut that off. This happens every show that I'm on and I have no idea how to turn that off. I think I just turned the whole phone off. So I apologize for that. So somebody had said, Michelle, you know, you're actually insulting turds by relating and calling the legislators, administrators, turds, because turds actually are good. They have a purpose. They like fertilize the soil so that you can have crops. So they sent me this long list of all things that turds do positively, because I was insulting the turd by associating it with someone in the legislature. So I thought that was funny. It was a while ago and I wish I would have clipped it. It's one of the comments on the Rumble. But anyway, so basically in Arizona, what we did is we declared a state of constitutional emergency. And I encourage everybody that is either a precinct committee man in their executive committee, their legislative district, if you're part of a group, if three of you just want to get together and cut and paste the press release that I did and issue it for your state, the more people realize and acknowledge and talk about it, then it becomes real, okay? Because all of this stuff is made up, right? So when you declare a state of emergency, the reason why a state does it is because they get money from the federal government. That's the only reason they did it. Okay, that's it. They don't care about you. They get money to do whatever they want with. So because nobody here isn't even acknowledging it, so we said, you know, we're going to declare, so the people of Arizona have declared a state of constitutional emergency. So I made it a big headline, right? And now I'm putting it all over the place. You guys do the same thing, because then it becomes the talk. We want it to be the narrative of the nation, the conversation of the country, and then it becomes real, right? Because if we put some energy into it and we put it out there, more people are talking about it. I mean, that's right. We look at all this, because everything that is happening to the country is unconstitutional, including your elections, because your elections cannot be run by third parties. That includes government or through people. We, the people, are supposed to run our own elections, right? Ballots are not to be counted in secret. Your vote is in secret. Your ballots are not to be counted in secret. That's a violation of the Constitution. They're supposed to be one day. It says it in there. So that eliminates your mail-in, mail-out ballots. And corporations interfere with the chain of custody, which is your programs and machines. So everything about our elections are not only they're fraudulent and corrupt, they're unconstitutional. Okay. So these are things that are part of the campaign. So what we did is we made it simple. We put it into three steps, four clicks. It is a one-click email all Arizona, 215 of them, 215 people that are destroying the state. And we want everybody in the country to get behind it, because I want a million emails showing up in their email boxes every single day. Every single day takes less than 2 minutes. So the first one, it's a campaign and you'll see it in there. And I want you to read this information, because it's going on in your state. Once we get movement in Arizona, we take care of Arizona, then we'll go to every other state. What's like the locust? We'll devour Arizona and then we'll run, because they love to be running. We'll running to the next state and we'll go to the next one. We'll go to the next one, because as we get everybody in this in motion to do these action steps, now we're building that take action army. So we'll just go to the next state and then we'll get more people and we'll go to the next state. But it's really going to only take three states. Keep in mind, you've got six swing states, six key battle states, but there's only three that really matter: Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona. I hate to tell you that Arizona is the most important, because A, it is the most fraudulent and corrupt. And B, they've already done the investigation. So we got an inside deal when all that information comes out. And we're very heavy boots on the ground here. So we take care of that. We've been beating up these legislators since February, when they refused to do anything with our big hearing that we had on the 23rd of February. So we've already been holding them accountable as best as we can. So it's not new for us to come in and say, well, you know, we don't have to go, well, who's this person and what does he stand for? Oh, no. We just need more people behind us so that when we push, it hurts even more, and there's more of an avalanche. Okay. So we have got the momentum here. That's why I'm asking for the country to do this. It's going to take less than 2 minutes a day. The first one, we're demanding that they ban the voting machines in Arizona, right? And there's an SCR 1037 that they tried to pretend that they were going to use that. And that was just to make them look good. But I'll take what I can get, because I called them out on it in the very beginning. And then all of a sudden you didn't hear much about it. But that's okay. You could use it to your advantage. The second one is an investigate the election fraud and corruption in Arizona and November 8th election. The third one is a remonstrance. Now I'm going to tell you real quick, because I know we got to go. One of the groups here, which is a couple guys and the affidavit mom, it's Daniel Wood, and they've been working on this for 3 years. They filed court case asking a constitutional question about our elections being unconstitutional. And they filed it in common law, not the administrative law. And the powers that be here, they don't like this. So what they're trying to, so this was filed on the 18th of August, and it's on the website. So what we've done is there's a remonstrance, which is a notice, which is like an affidavit. So you're going to click on that button, and that's in a jot form. The other two campaigns, we partner with Act for America, which is Brigitte Gabriel and Christine Reagan, the only grassroots organization that's been around for 20 years. And I've done all my campaigns with them for the past year and a half. And they have the technology plus the credibility. So that's why we always work with them, because I don't have $400,000 to create their system. So I'm friends with somebody who's got a $400,000 system, so we can partner together. That's how this works. So they have those first two campaigns. And because the remonstrance is so long, it didn't fit into the criteria on how the structure works in these. So I'm like, I don't care. We'll just go ahead and put it right there on the website. So the remonstrance in the form lists all the grievances of we the people. Okay. Now, keep in mind, and you probably know this from being and talking about things about the Constitution, is that rules, laws from other states are applicable in all the states.
Yes.
So you'll read through that and you will go, what? No. And then you're going to get pissed off. And that's where I need you to be. Because if you're sad, that doesn't help. If you're mad, you're getting there. But when you're pissed off, that's when people make changes. That's when people say, that's it. I have had it. And no more. But you have to get pissed. So the remonstrance is in there. You're going to click on the first one. And that goes to the 61 Board of Supervisors here in Mayor Corruption County and our 15 counties, because they are the ones who make the determination. They have the ability to may use machines or may not use machines. So if we can get them to say may, then we don't have to go through so much work. But it doesn't matter. We're not going to stop until there is no machines, because otherwise you don't have a country. That flag, it's not that it's going to be upside down. It's going to be gone. Okay. That's how bad this is. And then the second one, the remonstrance is the same one, except it goes to the 90 legislators that are in our office, all the Democrats and all the Republicans who do nothing to help us. Now, this is not because we're so special in Arizona, it's just that we've kind of gotten things exposed here, right? Because all of the stuff that happens here is happening in your own county, it's happening in your own city, it's happening in your own state. You just haven't looked in the right places, or you just haven't paid attention enough. So we figured, you know what? Join us, do those things. It takes less than 2 minutes. The second time you do it, it auto-populates. And then it takes about 2.5-3 minutes to get through all of them. And then I'm asking you to do it once a day, every day. And I want you to tell 10 of your friends. And then you can hold them accountable. I put on the top of the tab, it says turd contact. And I put most of their contact information. I still have to add some this weekend because I want to get the rest of them. So the big hangout for keeping turds accountable is on Twitter, right? So once you follow me on Twitter, you'll see all the people that are tagging and they're part of all this activity. Jump on. And then feel free to bring in your turds, right? Because it's got to start somewhere. Learn from us, as we've been doing it since February, then duplicate it, jump on, get your aggressions out, do whatever you got to do, right? And their phone numbers are in there. Their emails are in there if you want to send them direct. And there's automatic social media campaigns that are all automatic. Everything's automatic. So we made it easy. The press release is right there on the website. So you can download that. And the court case, which I'd love for you guys to read. It's an easy read. It's not a legal mumbo jumbo bull crap normal court case. It's written by human beings in literally simple English to lay out why, and specifically talking about different statutes, why our elections are unconstitutional. And you need to know this information. So read that. And if you can download it directly from the website, there's videos on there. I go through kind of an info version of this. A lot of my episodes are on there that specifically talk about this. And I want you to also join us. It's in the upper left-hand corner. So that's the call to action. And these guys got to be really, really vocal about it. Everything else, I hate to tell you, and I'm going to be brutally honest, everything else you're doing is a waste of time. And it's not that I'm saying my idea is the best, because it's not. if you don't want to use our campaign, but yet you still want to work on banning the machines, I'm just making it easier so that I can get more people to do it and as quick as possible with the biggest impact, efficient, effective, and viable options, and take action items is all that matters. Because again, if we've got volume and we've got to do, we can do this together, we can accomplish this, because all of this stuff is unconstitutional. And it just requires people getting loud. I mean, look what happened to Target. Bunch of people got real loud. Next thing you know, Target pulls the stuff. Budweiser changes its game. Yeah. You've got, so it's just, even in, you brought up New Mexico.
Yeah.
They're already starting to change a little bit because it's the pushback of the people. So the people hold all the power. There's 330, 350 million of us. And what? How many are the real turds that are in office? Not many. You got 90 turds. You got 215 turds here in Arizona that matter, making decisions that destroy your life. There's only 215. There's 7.5 million people in Arizona. So you mean to tell me 7.5 million people in Arizona are going to allow 215 demons to destroy their state, destroy our lives? Oh, hell no.
That's because most of us are sheep. We like following.
But you can't be. But here's the thing. You're already a slave. We get that.
I know.
But you're going to become a permanent slave.
Exactly.
In 174 days.
Yeah.
So right now you're joking around about it. I know that a lot of people do that. Not you, me, all of us. We're like, But there's no turning back.
Nope.
There's no turning back. And that's not including if they do something nefarious between now and then, which the laundry list that I went over, you can add 10 things to that. So the one thing that we can control is getting rid of these machines and being really loud and talking about it and actually put the effort into it. So get behind us, join us, do this once a day, less than literally. Second time, first time, less than 2 minutes. Second time, less than 30 seconds each time because it auto-populates. And then just push it out to your friends and declare your own constitutional state of emergency.
Michelle, this is awesome. This, just like
it's exhausting to put it all together.
It is.
It's the one thing that I can do literally to take back this country, because this is it.
I talked to Steve yesterday, the flag guy yesterday with our podcast, the same power. He's 82 years old and he has not stopped and he's not going to stop. That's what we need. We need millions of you and millions of him doing what you're doing.
But
they will start listening to us. I guarantee you they will.
They will in a second. But how about this? So I started it. It's like a baton. And then I'm going to pass it. I'm only asking for the audience to do the take action. I'm not asking you to go on shows. I'm not asking you to be really loud and vocal to the point where you're going nonstop. Like I'm trying to get on at least like 5 to 7 to 10 shows a day for as many months as I can keep going to get this information. I'm like the new Paul Revere of 2023, because it is that extreme. You cannot beat the system, guys. You cannot beat the system, because, and then if anybody questions it, then you ask them, have you read the playbook on how elections work? I'm like, what playbook? Well, like the rules, like the procedures manual. Have you read that? No. Ask how many of the candidates or politicians have ever read the elections procedures manual, the county manuals, or did an investigation to understand how the elections run. But who in their right mind would play like your Bama football? Do you think any of those football players would walk onto a football field if they didn't read the rule book? No. Who would do that? Why? They're not even qualified to be in their positions because they have no idea how the system works because they've never read the rule book. Why are you listening to these people? Why are you listening to people that have no idea what they're talking about? They have nothing to back it up.
That's a fact.
Right? So then the problem is we people are taking their word for it, which stop doing that and stop showing up to play in a football game on the Bama field with a ping pong paddle and expecting to win. Those guys are big. Exactly. They're going to run you over.
Yep.
It's going to happen again. So leave your ping pong paddle at home and get on the field the right way, the spiritual battle and ground game battle. We're doing it. So just join us, follow the lead, click the damn buttons, savemyfreedom.us right there. Join us I'm doing the Take Action Toolkits. The press release is there, just so you get to all the information. I mean, you'll, and then my show is Fridays at Brightsea on TV at 7 p.m. Eastern time. All the links are there. It'll say watch live, watch all the rumbles. We have the entire Arizona and America Corruption Exposed series that we did. We're at 165 episodes and videos and segments and other people's shows or portions. You start reading, you start going through that, you'll know everything that I know. Yep. That's, and that you'll have all the information. No one can mess with you. You'll have all the talking points. And you can get really, really loud. You can get really, really loud now. I give you all the tools to do it. I give you all the tools. And you can cut and paste. You could share the post. You could all different layers. It's all right there. So I make it so simple that you don't even have to get out of bed. You could do this all while you're literally horizontal.
Even a Marine can do it. It's kind of funny. One of my favorite jokes that all the military guys, we're always joking with each other. This kind of falls in the same line. How do you make a Marine happy? You give him a coloring book and some crayons. That's simple.
Oh, but you guys do a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how simple it is.
Rides. Don't you guys give the rides? Oh, that's the Navy, right?
The Navy's there. Give us a ride. The Navy is basically they are overpriced taxi drivers.
Oh, that's so mean.
They just take us and drop us off, you know, and they get paid a lot of money to do it.
But anyway, that's funny.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for being on the show. Absolute pleasure. I'm thrilled to death to be part of this now. I didn't know, and I hate to say this, just didn't know this level was happening. I'm so thankful now that my eyes are opening up. I'm getting deeper into understanding what's going on. And especially talking about my show, which is my main purpose is to teach people about communism and how our country has turned into that right there in front of your eyes. We're living it. So, but anyway, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we'll have you back anytime. We'll just talk about it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet. Talk to you later.
I wish a buck was still silver and it was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work and still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. The good time's really over for good. I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. It was back before Nixon lied to us all on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook and still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. The good times really over for good. I've been rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell, with no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's all right. The best of the free life behind us now. the good time's really over for good. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Sing it with me.
Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that would still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.